Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous years of the third Shir Ram Halachas Melachim. Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, we've been discussing the Inyan of an Eved Ivri, that there's an Isser to be Mishabe the Eved Ivri, there's an Isser to force the Eved to work because that is making him like an Eved, making him like a Chafetz. And that's forbidden. And certainly, as a Mefurish in the Rambam, Avodas Bezuyos, our usher. But what we've been discussing is that the idea of an Eved, which is Lafuke from an Eved Ivri, but the Eved Kenaini, is that he's like a shatel, he's like a chefetz. And we've been discussing developing that idea. And that's all that got me the pasuk of not being Ovid Bavodas Ovid. But that's a pasuk in the Torah. You're not allowed to be cause your Eved Ivri to work, Avodas Avid. However, when it comes to the Lav of Losir de Bobafarech, there's another Lav of Losir de Bobafarech. And that the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Lesei Reishon and Tes, in Perek Aleph, Michas Avad and Malach Avav, She'aser it's usher to make your servant serve your Eved Ivri if there's no end to the work. Or just work, there's no need to do it. You just want to keep him busy. That's called Avodas Parech. And this is an Inyan Meyuchad Le'Eved Ivri. In other words, the Inyan of causing somebody to be mishabit somebody bal korcho. It's not only by an eved, as we saw in the previous year. It's anybody, because if you're by forcing someone to work, so then you are making him like an eved, like a chefetz. So that's dafka din by avodas aved. That's dafka din by an eved. That's the avodas aved is a din by anybody. You know how to make anybody work avodas aved. Because that you're forcing them, you're treating them like a chefetz, and that's usher. It's only mutter by an eved kenaini. When the isser of lo sir de bo befarech is a din bekinyan eved ivri la voida. This is miyuchad for an eved ivri. It's not anybody. It's not the inala to be mishabed anybody like we saw in the previous year. That's a voidas of it. That's that isser. But here, making him work too much or without end for no reason. So that's a din in the kinyan eved ivri. When you were kind of the Eved Ivri, you weren't kona him for excessive work. You were only kona him for the work that he's supposed to do. It's necessary, but not for unnecessary work. And for that reason, the Rambam in Halacha Vav didn't find it necessary to say there's a heter b'poel. If he's a worker, then you're allowed to have him do extra work. He writes in Halacha Zayin that if someone's not an Eved, the Rambam writes a heter to make him do avodas eved, to make him do avodas bezuyos. Why? Shareino osim alacha zu al britzon ridas atzma, because he's doing it willingly. Because here it applies to anybody. The yisr of los avod bo avodas eved applies to everybody. And you have a special het there by a non-eved if he does it willingly. If he does it willingly, avodas bezuyos, then it's mutter. Because los avod avodas eved applies even to none of them. You're not allowed to make them do avodas bezuyos. So you're not allowed to make them do avodas. You're not allowed to force somebody. So that's all in Halacha Zayin when we're talking about avodas aved. So there you need a chiddush din to be matir if he's not an eved. But here you have no chiddush din to be matir avodas parach if somebody's not an eved. Have him do extra work that when you hire somebody, you're not allowed to have him do extra. You're not allowed to have him do extra work. It doesn't say that you're allowed to have him do extra work if he's not an eved. Why don't we have a heter for someone who's not an eved by avodas parech? So the answer is, like we said, that there's no reason to think there's an isser in the first place, because the lo sabed bo avodas parech, lo sir de bo befarech, not to make him do excessive work, is a din in the kinyan eved ivri. The kinyan eved ivri is only for work that's necessary, not for work that's not necessary. So since it's a special din by kinyan eved ivri, so then we understand on our own, you don't need a heter for other people, for workers. Eved ivri, it's a din in the kinyan of the eved ivri. It's only on this type of necessary avoda, not an unnecessary avoda. But when it comes to regular people, po'alim, there you don't need a heter because it's pashit. You're allowed to be ma'avid avodas parach. You're paying him. The work isn't necessary, but it's lo sabro avodas parach, lo sudav avodas parach is a din in the kinyan eved ivri. So it's not, you're not koyneh him for avodas parach. Mashen Kain, other people does not shaykh to other people. Similarly, you don't need a special heter. The Minchas Chinuch and Shin Mem Vav is only on this kasha. Why the Rambam doesn't write a heter in Halacha Vav for a poel? So, like we're saying, it's only in the din of Avdus. The Avodas of those Siddabov for is only din in Avdus. Now, in the Taras Kohanim, there's a drosha and Pasuk Mem Vav and the Pasuk of Ish Bachid Lo Siddabov Farach. Bo ein ata rode befarech, rode ata ben chorin befarech. You're not allowed to be rode an eved ivri befarech, but you're allowed to be rode a ben chorin befarech. You're allowed to make a free person do unnecessary labor. And that same drosha we have in pasuk lamed tes in the Taras Koyhanim legabe lav davoides oved, aval ata oved b'men chorin avoides oved. So it's mashmash, it's the same gather. L'chor, it's the same geder. In other words, it's only both of them are only be'eved. Both of them only apply to avodim and not b'nei chorin. We're saying it's a different geder. We're saying that the geder of lo sir debo b'farech is a din in the kinyan of the eved ivri. It doesn't count for avodas parach, but it has nothing to do with the ben chorin. Whereas the the Isser of Avodas Aved does apply to a Ben Chayrin, but it's permitted if he does it willingly. If he wants to do the Avodas Aved willingly, if he wants to do Avodas Bzios willingly, then it's permitted. So it's a different gather. It's Mashman in the Medrash that it's the same gather. However, in the Malbim in Pasuk Memvav, he writes that, meaning the Pasuk of Ish Ba'achiv Lo Sir Debo B'Farech, says that the whole Pasuk is a Pasuk Miutal. V'loy osi ele lidroish heter b'nei chayrin. The whole pasuk is superfluous. He explains why, ein sham. And it's all coming just to tell us a heter of avodas parach for b'nei chayrin. Mashen kein pasuk lamites, where it talks about not to be oved avodas avod, is not a superfluous pasuk. And the Malbim writes in the Mechilta and Shmos, his parish in Perek Chof Aleph, Osi Yud Zayin, that the Torah is somech, and what it says, the Gabi Avodas Parech, and it says, the Gabi Avodas Parech, in this superfluous pasuk, that it doesn't apply to a Ben Chorin, and Kol Shekein Avodas Aved, where the pasuk's not miyutar, but you can learn from kol shekein avodas aved. In other words, if you're not allowed to do excessive work, if you're allowed to do excessive work for a ben chorin, then avodas parech, then you're certainly allowed to do avodas aved. So this is a doichak to say that the Torah was samech and what it says avodas parech, and kol shekein avodas aved. These are two completely separate things. They can be two completely different things. Avodas parech and avodas aved. Avodas parach is making him do unnecessary work, and avodas aved is making him do avodas bzuyos and forcing him to work. And these are two separate things. And we saw avodas parach, according to the way we're understanding, it applies to only to eved ivri. It's because the kinyan was not for avodas parach. So that melechatchila only applies to an eved ivri, whereas avodas aved applies to everybody, and there's only a heter for B'nai Chayrin, because he's doing it willingly. So it's hard to say that the Torah writes it like Avodas Parech, And then Kol Shekhen Avodas Avid. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. The Losir Debo, Ish Ba'achiv Losir Debo B'farech, is a miut miguf halav ve'ena wele laavdus. Mashen kein laavda voidesavet shach mitzar atzmo gam beben chayre. So the miut of dafka, an eved, you're not allowed to be roidebo b'farech. But a ben chayrin you are, is part of the etzem halav. The etzem halav only applies to an eved, not to a ben chayrin. Mashen kein the lav of avodas oved, that's shaykh mitzarat mogam ben chayrin. Right? Any ben chayrin, you're mishabed yosem mida, like we spoke about in the previous year, or you make him do avodas bezuyos, so that's that applies to a ben chayrin as well. And the fact that we're memayit a ben chayrin, the gabei avodas aved, is from the svara that the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes a svara that when is avodas aved also only by an eved? Ivrim b'nei shenafshu shvela b'mechira, because his soul is low. His soul doesn't feel so great about that. Avo Yisrael shalom nimkar, if he wasn't sold, says the Rambam 1:7 in Avodim, you're allowed a mutter l'shtamish bo kevet, shereino osim alach azur midas midam miritzon midas atzma. So here it's a svore. In other words, by redia b'farech, it's part of the guf halav, it's a mir in the guf halav. The lav doesn't include b'nei chayrin. The lav avoides oved is shayach to ben chayrin, and we have a svore to be memayed ben chayrin if he does it willingly. Now, since it's not a miut in the guf halav, it could apply to a ben chayrin, if the reason of the Rambam doesn't apply. When would the reason of the Rambam not apply if it's done by al karchai? In other words, if a ben chayrin is forced to do work, so then you're over in los avod v'avodas avod, because it does apply in principle to a ben chayrin. Bikaron, ze lo shayach be. Hashem's a dafka avdus. It's a kinyan avdus. Kinyan avdus is rak la'avodot ha'nitzrachot ve'lo la'avodot miutarot. So memela, a ben chayrin is not even in the parasha. But here, a ben chayrin is in the parasha of v'lo sa'avod v'avodis avod. The avodis bezuyos. Just we say, we have a heter. That's the heter in the medrash that has a heter. That tells us that it's mutter, and that's why you need you have two separate drushes in Chazal. They're telling you two different things. One is telling you that it's not shaykh by ben chayrin at all, by losir debo b'farech, and losir and losavro v'losavit, it's memayid ben chayrin. It's only memayid ben chayrin in those particular circumstances where he's doing it midaito ritzona, you're allowed to have him do malachas bezuyos. But if he's not doing it midaito miritzona, then you're not allowed to have him do malachas bezuyos, because then now he's included in the yisur of losabru avodasavit, which bikaron applies to a ben chayrin as well. If he's not doing it bal karcho, if he's doing it bal karcho, you're not allowed to make him work bal karcho. Shav Rambam kotev beperek alef meilchot avadim. Shav as lamadnu et haavchana ben. And lo sabed v'avod sabed. Chshav Rambam beperek alef me'elchot avadim behalacha chet writes, that's where we are these days. We're this year we're hanging around in, if I can use that term, it's a nice term. We are focusing on hilchos avadim, the first parak 6:8, 1:6-8. Rambam writes perek alef me'elchot avadim halacha ches melech shegazar.
Al kol ish v'ish yishtabed l'zeh shenatan amas al yado,
הרי זה מותר להשתמש בו יותר מדי. אבל לא כעבד. That a king who is gozer, that anybody who doesn't pay the tax. Right, you have a tax, and then some people decide, yeah, this, you know, this tax really isn't for me. I'm not into taxes. So, יש כאלו אנשים. So what does he have to do? So the Rambam says that you're allowed to, Reuven pays on behalf of Shimon. Reuven ends up having to pay Shimon's tax. So Reuven is allowed to subjugate Shimon. Reuven's allowed to subjugate Shimon. Why is Reuven allowed to subjugate Shimon? Because he paid Shimon's tax. And Memela, the Rambam writes, הרי זה מותר להשתמש בו יותר מדי. You're allowed to use him, you're allowed to do excessive work with him. After he pays his tax, Reuven pays Shimon's tax, Shimon has to go to work for Reuven, and Reuven's allowed to do more work for him. And this, Rambam, מקורות טהור מהסוגיה במסכת בבא מציעא בדף עין גימל עמוד בית, אמר לי רב פאפה לרבה. חזי מר, הני רבנן, דיהבי זוזי אקרגה, דאינשי, ומשעבדי בהוטפי. Papa says to Rava, let the master see these sages who pay money for the tax on behalf of the other people, and afterward make them work more than it's reasonable for the amount of money they paid. And Rava said back, as he wanted to know what's pshat. So Rava says back, interestingly, Hashta iko shchiva lo amir luchu hamilsa. Now, if I were dead, I couldn't say the explanation of this matter to you. It's good you asked me why I'm alive. And the reason is because Hachi Amar of Sheshes, Muharkayu dahani betufsa de malka manachu malka amar manda lo yev karga lishtabit lamanda yev karga. The document, that's the beautiful word, Muharkayu. It's one of those words that sounds more Japanese than it does Hebrew. Muharkayu, the document of servitude of these people, lies in the treasury of the king. All of his subjects are considered his servants. And the king said, somebody who doesn't pay the tax, Mandaloya of Kalaga, somebody who doesn't pay the tax, the head tax, should serve the one who does pay the head tax. And consequently, by dint of the law of the kingdom, what we call in Spanish, Dina de Majus Adina, so they can have them work as much as they want. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam got Kepaskin, this din, that you're allowed to be mishtamish yosemidah if you pay the tax on behalf of someone else. Now, midivrei Rambam, a mashmauti, shanidon hu, imu kinyan lepiraon atashlum, o kinyan avdut legamre. From the Rambam, it's mashmah that the issue here is this a kinyan lepiraon atashlum? Is this a kinyan to repay the debt? In other words, Reuven paid Shimon's tax. So Memela, Shimon has to work for Reuven to repay the debt. Or no? Do we say it's a kinyan avdus legamre? Hayim anachnu omrim shezeh kinyan avdut? It's a complete kinyan avdus. And on that, the Rambam says, mutr l'shtak akamash malan, yoyser midai. Maze yoyser midai? Haynu yoter michdei tashlum. Umishum. Dechayel din avdus ayde din de machusa. Now there's an avdus here. It's not just stam that he has to repay him, but there's an avdus that he's obligated to. Now Shimon's becoming Reuven's avid. Why? What gives him that right? The answer is din de machusa. Zemevuar barambam beperek hay meirchot gzeila halachat tetzayin. Barambam meirchot gzeila ve'avida. Good question, how the Rambam made this shidduch between Gzeila and Aveda. Akoponim, Rambam kotev sham, shevchen ha-melech, shegozer shekol mi sheyitin masa kotzuv ala ish, yishtabit bezeh sheloi nosan, ubo Yisroel venosan amash la Yisroel zeh oni, hrei ze oivid bo yoyser midai, shedin ha-melech din, aval eina oivid bo keeved. So he can do avoid the yoser midai. In other words, the Rambam paskins that this is a din. He's not talking about iser v'heter. He talks about the geder kinyana. The Rambam says that harayze oivir b'ek shadin amelech din. And what's the din amelech? What's the din amelech? The din amelech is that you have to work for the guy who paid your tax. The Rambam isn't talking about iser v'heter. The Rambam is talking about the geder of the kinyan. And here, the Rambam is talking about heter iser v'heter. Here, the Rambam in Avadim 1:8, Mel shegasa shkomi sheliten amasa katzav kol shishtabed lozesh nasen amasa yado. Hareze muter. Here he's talking about heter v'iser. Muter l'shtamish bo yoser midai. So he's talking about heter iser v'heter. What's the heter here? Zelafim ashebiyanu belav shel befarech. Shu geder shel yoter mikinyano. In other words, what's the iser of los ish be'achiv losir del boy befarech? Ma isur sham? Haisuru not to make him work excessively because that's not included in the kinyan. That's the iser of Befarech. And here the Rambam writes a heter to make him work excessively. Because, v'alzeh katav Rambam, shehu bichlal kinyano al yidei the dina de malchusa. So this is included in his kinyan. This is included in dina de malchusa dina. That this fellow should work more. Shimon didn't pay his tax. So dina de malchusa dictates that now he's working for Reuven more than necessary. Because, again, the Befarech is a Hagbalah in the Kenyan. You can't work Befarech because he only made a Kenyan on what's unnecessary labors. But here, Mitzad Dina the Machus, he has to work more. Ve'alzeh Sifa Rambam, the Rambam, like Tzi, but this person who didn't pay his tax, you're not allowed to enslave him, make him work like an Eved. But what's the chiddush of the Rambam? It's pashut that you're not allowed to make him do avodas bisayon. Why would you think you're allowed to make him do avodas bisayon? What gives you the right to make anybody do avodas bisayon? So therefore, right, we said the los avod bo avodas avod, not to make someone do avodas bizayin applies to anybody. Just if they're not noe kashura, then you're allowed to, like we saw in the Gemara. So therefore we can say as follows, yesh lomar, v'lechen yesh lomar de kamash malan, sha'af al pishe medina de machus adina, shari gam avodas bizayin. So medina de machus adina, the king doesn't care if you make him do avodas bizayin. So while it's dina de machus adina, that's permitted. And then you would think, that al yidei zeh huter iser zeh kashem she huter legabe yisr de befarech. You would think that that just like we're matir the iser of befarech, not to make him work excessively, because you have a heter mitzad dina de machus adina, you also have a heter to make him work avoidas bizayon. Ve'al zeh kamash melan Rambam de legabe befarech de tali b'kinyan manadin machus adina. The Gabe Befarach, which is telling the Kenyan, like we've been explaining, right? Befarach means you're not allowed to make him work excessively because that's not included in the Kenyan. But here, Mitzadina the Machusadina it is. So maybe you're allowed to make him work excessively. But the Gabe Avedis Ovid, Shuinyan Isuri al Yachas Kechefetz. But Avedis Ovid, which is Isser, is you're relating to him like an object, you're objectifying him. There's no heter of a klal Shaldina the Machusadina. And therefore the Rambam says, lo ke'eved, because you have no heter dina l'machus adina. Because there's no, you're not allowed to relate to a Jew like a chayfetz, like an object. The Torah says you're allowed to make him work. He doesn't say you're allowed to make him work excessively. Just the etzim's there that you're mishtabit, people who Reuven doesn't pay his tax. Shimon doesn't pay his tax. Reuven could be Meshabed Shimon. If Shimon doesn't pay his tax, Reuven Meshabed him. If Reuven doesn't pay his tax, Shimon Meshabed him. Forget who's Reuven, who's Shimon. You know, one day Reuven kills Shimon. One day Reuven borrows money from Shimon. The day after he kills him, he borrows money. Because we always use the same Reuvens and Shimons. Isn't that great? Reuven and Shimon are so busy. So he just says that you're allowed to be Meshabed, the person who doesn't pay the tax. The person who does pay the tax, on behalf of the person who doesn't pay the tax, is allowed to subjugate the person who didn't pay the tax. See there in the Beis Yosef. So the daito enyanu ba'avodas oved. So what does this mean? It means that you're allowed to make him work like a slave, meaning that, as we've explained, any bal korchoi, anytime you force somebody to work, you compel somebody to work for you. So you're over on the sister of los aved ba'avodas oved. That it's not Baal Korcho. Because the Dina de Machusadina says that it's permitted. Avaladas Rambam, and Yenu Kanab Labde Befarech. Ukamashmal's Dvarv Bilchazel Shalom Kosev Klaalis or Beheter. Akamashmalan Bekinyan. According to the Rambam, this is only a Dina Befarech to make him work excessively. But not avoid this of it. Not to force him to work. That's only Pshat in the Tur. That's not the Rambam. The Rambam says this guy who doesn't pay his tax, you're allowed to make him work more than necessary because that's a din in the king, and a din the machus adina is matir. It says that now you're allowed to make him work even more. Normally you make a king in Eved Ivri, it doesn't include avodas parech. But here mitzvah din the machus adina does. And it's not talking about forcing him to work. That's a lav even for this person. Now we have to see the Ravid, we have to see the Kesef Mishnah, and then we have to say a Pshat and Rambam. And that, sweet friends, is Unzer Avoida for the Kimmel Dikashir, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemo, Veni Modeh L'Hashem Shezachinu L'mod Ma Shezachinu L'mod Ad Achshav, Atena Azirunu Rachamecha V'lo Zavim Chasidecha V'at Yitshenu L'Netzach, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemo. So this is going to be Gevaldik, super, super Gevaldik, that we are going to guide weiter, and we are going to see Neflois Mitaras Hashem. As any model lechem me'od shehezantem, v'ani mekaveh shehazana haita areva aleichem lefachot, kemo shemesirat hashiur haita areva alai, v'ani mekaveh shenizkeh lehamshich mitoch simcha v'tuv levav merov kol, v'nireh neflaot rabot gdolot v'atzumot mitorat Hashem. Be'ezer Hashem. תודה רבה 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 שהאזנתם, ובעזרת השם בבין נדר נמשיך ברצות השם דרכנו. תודה רבה, שלום שלום.